Under the phased-in reopening outlined by Governor Andrew Cuomo, manufacturing and construction firms could reopen in some parts of the state soon after the current shutdown orders expire on May 15th. Cuomo says industries will first have to submit plans to the state to demonstrate how they will keep their workers safe. The governor admits it will be challenging and involve a reimagining of the workplace.
I want to reopen my manufacturing company. Okay. How do you do it and keep people 6 feet apart? How do you do it in the cafeteria? How do you do it in the transport? How do you run your business in a way that's going to now meet these social distancing guidelines?
Heather Brichetti is president of the Business Council of New York State. Its membership includes major upstate manufacturers and chambers of commerce representing smaller businesses in many cities. She says all are eager to restart.
They are all feeling very ready to get back to work. And I think, you know, most of them are in the process of trying to develop plans to get there.
Brichetti says while individual companies don't have to submit plans to the state, they do have to follow the industry template for social distancing and personal protective gear, and they're required to keep those plans on file. Companies can customize the plan to fit their particular setup, and while they can adopt more stringent rules, they cannot lessen any of the required safety features. Brichetti said it's not entirely new territory for manufacturing firms that have long been required to adhere to OSHA rules.
We have manufacturers who are suggesting that instead of having their shifts overlap, they'll have a break between shifts and come in and, you know, sterilize and clean wherever they change the clothes or where people enter and exit and that kind of thing. But I can tell you this, every single one of them is thinking about putting together a plan and how it will work given their unique operations. It's not unusual for businesses to have operating plans. This is just sort of a bigger version of that.
She says businesses are seeking some changes from the state to help them function, including liability waivers. That would prevent them from being the target of lawsuits if they're required to ramp up operations to make emergency items like masks and personal protective gear and workers get sick. She says if businesses come up with smart and safe operating plans in the next few weeks, they might be able to stay open and avoid another shutdown if there's a second wave of the virus.
If we do this smart, we may only have to go through this once. That would be nice.
Brichetti says for some of her members, though, including operators of gambling casinos and other large entertainment venues, it will be very difficult to resume anything resembling normal operations until there's a vaccine. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.